Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Lamed Ches, so we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, on the fourth line, Ezu Tavshil. Ezu Tavshil Shemistah V'yafaloi, Kegoin, Akuv, V'afunim, V'basa Torov. Which food is considered Mistah V'yafaloi? It will condense and improve. Examples are cabbage, peas, and ground meat. Amu V'tanchum, V'eloi, Afroshe, L'fatois, V'roshe, Kaflutois, also, a son, Katavshil, Shumasar, Viafalai. The Tanachim by Eli said that also turnip heads and leek heads, Chacham made them like a Tavshil, that's Mistar Viafalai. Beitim Mahin, what's the law of eggs? Are they Mistar Viafalai or Mistar Viralai? Rabbi Yossi B'Shem, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Abba, Ava Ala, La Beisai, Umarsa Sham, Chamin, Behite, Beitim Ba'asa. Rabbi Yossi, quoting Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi said that my father entered his house and found hot water and permitted it. He found eggs and forbade because they are mustarim v'yafala. Mishmo v'anosam b'shem Rabbi Chama v'achanina ani v'abba olin l'chamas kader y'avi l'faneinu beitzim ketanem k'huzudin v'taman yofe k'pan k'visim. Mishmo v'anosam, quoting Rabbi v'achanina, said as support for this, I and my father ascended to Hamas Kader. He brought in front of us eggs that cooked and shriveled until they were as small as small apples, and they tasted as good as kafrisim, which is caperberry cells. Tani lai samale isha kadeva asisiois v'turmasin v'titnam l'seich atano er shabbos m'chashecha v'inosna monsi shabbos asurim k'dei sheyasin. The Bible says that a woman may not thaw a pot with legumes or lupines, which must be cooked for a long time, and put them in the tunnel close to the ark. If you put, they can forbidden on Matzah Shabbos, the Chadesh Yasim, until the time it would take to cook them after Shabbos. The Acha Omar, the Mevid, Rabbi Meir. The Acha says that the Bible discusses one who was Meshaher, the Mevid intentionally left it coming to Shabbos, and it's like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omar, and Rabbi Yossi answered that it discusses one who left it b'shegeg, and it's like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Mana gave a support for Rabbi Yossi from Abaisa. If there's one who plants on Shabbos, if he was shegeg, he may keep it. If he was mevid, he has to uproot it. If he planted in Shvi'if, in either case, he must uproot it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chilav Hadvarim, Anotir B'Shabbos B'Meshoigeg B'Meizid Yaakov, B'Meshviyeh Shoigeg Yikayim B'Meizid Yaakov. Rabbi Yehuda said the opposite, that if he planted on Shabbos, in either case he has to uproot it. If he planted on Shviyeh, if he was Shoigeg, he may keep it. If he was Meizid, he must uproot it. What's the reason to forbid regarding Shabbos, even B'Shoigeg? Benefits from Melach on Shabbos is upon him if he will keep it. And here, one who did shehiyah, since you tell him to wait until Matzah Shabbos, the amount of time it took to do the melacha, it's as if he does not benefit from Shabbos at all. Yehuda enacts lest one benefits from Melech Shabbos, he may have not do so. He permits one who was shogeg to benefit on Shabbos itself. Ma time drabonon. What is the reason it's the Rabbanon? The first Tanna who forbids Shabbos only if he was mezid and forbids Shvius in every case. Nechshidu ala Shvius, et lo nechshidu al ha-Shabbosleis. And says, Yisraelim are suspected of transgressing Shvius, so we find more for it. Let's one travel for mezid and say that he was shogeg. They're not suspected of transgressing Shabbos. So va'acha moinim le Shvius, ve'im moinim le Shabbosleis. The answer is people count from Shvius to know the years of Olam Ulai, so it will be known that it was planted in Shvius, and people will come to permit this, but they don't count from Shabbos. Hey Chavida, how is there a need for both answers? Any one of the reasons applies. Not a pochis me lamba joim, lefne Shvius, nenech se Shvius, in tema chashad, ein kan chashad, in tema minyan, you say yesh, kan minyan. If it was planted less than 30 days before Shmita, and then Shmita arrived, if you say that we forbid what was planted in Shvi'is due to suspicion, there's no suspicion nowadays because it's permitted to plant in Rosh Hashanah. If you say that it's due to counting, there is a count. I mean, Shemitah is considered the first year. Not Apachas Mishloshim Yom Lifnei Shminis, Menechas Shminis, Mitem Chashad, Yeshkan Chashad, Mitem Minyan, she said Ein Kan Minyan. Another answer is that it was planted less than 30 days before the 8th year, and the 8th year arrived. If you say that it's due to suspicion, there is suspicion that he transgressed Shemitah. If you say that it's due to counting, there's no problem due to the count. Shminis is considered his first year. Tai Gemanda Amma, Bipnei, she say Moinim, Bam Gemanda Amma, Bipnei Chashad, Kansai, Bishoigig, Bipnei Hamezid. Rav Acha, who established the Brisa to discuss Shehiya Bamezid, intentionally leaving coming to Shabbos, like Rabbi Meir, holds like the opinion that forbids in Shvius due to counting. However, according to the opinion that it's due to suspicion, they find Shehiya due to Mezid. And so we also Shehiya on Shabbos, since there's suspicion, he would forbid also Shegeg. Not Lemi Vajoyim, Machzirim Vajoyim, not Mechashecha, Machzirim Mechashecha. If one took a pot from the oven during the day, he may return it during the day. If one took it after dark, he may return it after dark. Not Lemi Vajoyim, Mekidesh Alavayoyim. If one took it during the day and then Shabbos arrived, what's the law? Mechashecha, not Lemi Vajoyim, Mekidesh Alavayoyim, the Simon Bar Tadoi, B'shem Rav, Hoshia, Emenichai, Asa, Letalzolei. Rav Simon about to die, quoting Hoshia, so that if he put it on the ground, he may not move, he may not return it. Rav Laza B'shem, Rav Hoshia, Meshavas Ha'isi, Es Rav Chia, Hagadol, Ha'isi, Ma'al, Eloi, Chamen, Medyuti, Atachtein, Lodjuti, Aliona, V'machzirin, Alekira. Rav Laza, quoting Rav Hoshia, said that I used to serve Rav Chia, Hagadol, and I would bring up for him hot water from the bottom floor to the top floor, and return it to the Kira. On Rabbi Yomia, Rabbi Shimon, I feel a Mekira, Shevila Memurut, Mekira Lehev Shevila Memuruba. Rabbi Yomia quoting, Rabbi Yomia, the son of Rabbi Shimon, said that it's permitted, even from a Kira of small heat to a Kira of large heat. On Rabbi Ami, Vimlin, Thagin, Yesibis, Kleimi, Rabbi Hoshia, Balei Shamis, Minei, Hadar Milsa. Rabbi Ami said, many times I sat in front of the Hoshia, and I didn't hear from him this matter that the Lord said in his name. Amram Zvikan, the Rabbi Zeira, Lo Shama Mine Muta, Shama Mine Asa. And Zvikan objected to Zeira that he didn't hear from him that it's permitted. Did he hear from him that it's forbidden? Means this is not a reason to rely on what Rilaza said. Sali Biased, Renasno Al Gabi Sassal. If one took a pot from the oven and hung it on a peg or put it on a bench, what's the law? This is if the coals are stuck to it are still on it, it's permitted to return it. If not, if he removed them, this shows that he did not plan to return it, and it's forbidden. Said that this is if he did not remove his hand from it, but if he removed his hand from it, then it's forbidden. We're coming up to the next Mishnah, Halacha Beis, Tano, Shesikur, Bekashu, Gavava, Ha'iten, Ben Mesechai, Ben Me'al Gabov. A Tano is an oven wide at the bottom, and now that's on top, it retains heat better than a Kira. Even a Tano was heated with straw or stubble when they not put in or on it. Kupach, Shesikur, Bekashu, Gavava, Ha'ich, Kirayim, Begin, Seve'etzim, Ha'ihu, Katano. The Kapach is a regular oven with room for only one pot. It retains heat better than a kira, but less than a tanur. If a kupach was heated with straw or stubble, its law is like a kira. It was heated with gefer or wood, it's like a tanur. And the Gemara says, Tani bakapar apil esmoich kloi asa. Bakapar said in the Baisa that even putting food near a tanur is forbidden. Reb Shammai samech la'adira de tanur. Shammai put near the air of a tanur. Amalei b'mimana v'hatani bakapar apil esmoich kloi asa. The Gemara brings it back up our set in the Baisa that even putting food near the tanur is forbidden. Shammai samech la'adira de tanur. Shammai put near the air of a tanur. Amalei b'mana v'hatani bakapar apil esmoich le'asa. B'mana said that bakapar taught that even putting near an oven is prohibited. B'mana mekel le'nshay v'shatzchan v'deyohin la'avira de tanur. B'mana cursed women who put their clothes over the air of a tanur. Rav Yudin, Rav Yishmol, Hoiri, Meduch, Medochek, Migroif, Tanur, Amitan, Talasa, Kapen, and Mirma, Alihoin, Velechoid, Leyadis, Migayeres. Rabbi Yudan Bey Rabbi Shmuel ruled that in best difficult circumstances, one may sweep a tunnel for 3 rocks and put a pot on them, as long as the neighbors, as neighbors will not know. Rabbi Yisi b'Shabbos, Atar Mahalech, Achai HaSekei. This is in laws of Shabbos, a kupach is like a tunnel or kira, depending on what it was heated with, as our Mishnah said. Of a tumah, ad mahalech acha gifufoi. Whereas in the laws of tumah, we find a Mishnah in Kalim that says that if it's for baking, it's like a tunnel, but if it's for cooking, it's like a kira. It depends on its seal. If it has a hole on top, it's for cooking a pot placed there. If the hole is sealed, it's for baking.